This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Julian Welch Beto, 19, making something to eat at his home, Melbourne, Florida, when his dad, Francis Welch, drunkenly gets up from the couch, telling his son he doesn't deserve to eat because he's not employed. Welch Beto ignores the dad, takes his plate, walks to the bedroom. His dad pushes him. The two begin fighting and end up on the floor. Welch Beto puts his father in a headlock and punches him in the ribs. The father's fiance intervenes and breaks up the fight. 5 minutes later, 19-year-old Welch Beto hears her scream.
Nancy, the teen walks out into the living room, finding his father sprawled on the couch, unresponsive, with his head tilted back. The fiance calls 911, and Francis Welch is rushed to the hospital, but he dies due to internal bleeding from his spleen, lacerated by one of three broken ribs. While Welch Beto was sober at the time of the altercation, his father had an extremely high BAC of 0.391.
Welch Beto, arrested, charged with manslaughter. Customers barely react when a man shot and killed at a food truck in Memphis, Tennessee. Security footage captures the disturbing sight of people moving around the lifeless body. One man even walks around to place an order while the victim lies on the ground in a growing pool of blood. A witness pumping gas nearby describes the moment the shooting takes place. He hears two shots and hits the deck. Then two more shots. Despite gunfire and blue police strobe lights, it's business as usual. No one at the food truck or gas station will even talk about what happened. Reporters attempt to speak with witnesses. They refuse. Police urging witnesses to call Crime Stoppers. 901-528-CASH. 901-528-2274. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A major break in a Cleveland, Ohio cold case. Authorities say they've solved the 2013 murder of nurse Aliza Sherman. Gregory J. Moore, Sherman's former divorce attorney, was arrested in Texas and is now charged with murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy. Prosecutors in Cuyahoga County say Moore lured Sherman to his locked downtown office, where she waited more than an hour before being fatally stabbed, an attack investigators believe he either carried out or orchestrated. Moore had previously served jail time for lying to police about his whereabouts that day. His law license was suspended in 2017. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation reopened the case in 2021, and prosecutors now say the evidence clearly points to Moore's involvement. A second teenager has been charged in connection with the massive wildfire that has scorched New Jersey's Pine Barrens, marking the state's second largest blaze in nearly two decades. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner has the latest on the investigation and the ongoing containment efforts.
The Jones Road fire, ignited on April 22nd in Ocean County, New Jersey, has consumed over 15,000 acres, prompting the evacuation of approximately 5,000 residents and causing significant property damage. As of the latest report, the fire is 80% contained, this according to the New Jersey Forest Fire Service. Authorities have now charged a second individual in connection with the blaze. A 17-year-old male, whose identity is held with due to his age, faces charges of aggravated arson and hindering apprehension. Prosecutors allege he assisted 19-year-old Joseph Kling of Waretown in setting wooden pallets ablaze using gasoline in a wooded area, then leaving the fire unattended. Kling was arrested earlier and charged with aggravated arson, arson, and hindering apprehension. During a detention hearing, his attorney stated that Kling did not intend to cause a wildfire or property damage. Investigators report that both suspects initially misled authorities by falsely claiming that a group of individuals they encountered in the woods were responsible for starting the fire. However, evidence from phone messages and witness testimonies contradicted their statements, leading to their arrests. The Pine Barrens, situated between Philadelphia and the Atlantic coast, are particularly susceptible to wildfires due to their sandy soil, underdeveloped foliage, and strong winds. These conditions, combined with a prolonged drought, have exacerbated the fire spread.
The Jones Road fire has destroyed at least one commercial building and several vehicles.
Thanks, John. Brandy Natasha Cole, 17, disappears after getting into a pickup truck, Tifton, Georgia. It's July 7. She climbs into a white four-door King cab near Puckett Park, never seen again. Inside the truck, an African-American woman and four Hispanic men. Brandy's family says she struggles with drugs, but follows one rule, checking in with mom every 7 days. She never breaks the rule until that day. Her mom fears she met with foul play. Today, Brandy's daughter, 19, has no memory of her mom. Brandy, 5'5", 130 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, slightly crooked teeth, an A tattoo on her hand, a B brother tattoo on her ankle. If you know anything about Brandy Natasha Cole, now 31, call Tiff County Sheriff's 229-388-6021. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.